This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
However, the Senate is not expected to take up a budget this year. Her final budget resolution is not expected to be agreed upon by the House and Senate.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In a key development that would affect agriculture in the short term, the Budget Committee would replace a scheduled across-the-board spending cut set to begin on January 13th with directions to six subcommittees, including agriculture, to come up with sufficient savings to eliminate the need for sequestration. The House Agriculture Committee would be required to identify changes in programs that would save $8.2 billion in 1 year and $33.2 billion over 10 years. This process, known as reconciliation, requires the committee to report its recommendations to the Budget Committee by April 27th.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The $33.2 billion in savings assigned to agriculture by the Budget Committee could become the new savings standard for the 2012 Farm Bill, replacing the $23 billion in savings achieved in the legislation offered to the Joint Committee on Deficit Reduction late last year. The Senate's not bound by the House action, so the Senate Agriculture Committee is still likely to consider the $23 billion offered to the Joint Committee as its guideline.